you know, the Democrats will be able to thread the needle if they're so inclined in Lansing, at least for the next 2 years. Yeah, they'll be able to thread the needle because for the first time in 40 years, they have control of both the House and the Senate, do the Democrats, plus obviously Governor Whitmer reelected in November, a month ago now. And so they'll have all three branches of government and look for progressive agendas to get rid of it. Even though it's, I mean, these are slight margins. 20 to 18 in the Senate. 56-54 in the House. Slight majorities. But enough to put stuff through. And that's all the, you know, and so the left, what they'll do is what they always do. They'll treat it as if it's a mandate. They'll treat it as if it's, you know, a free blank check to do anything they want. And that's the concern, because you see things like right to work could be on the chopping block, I suppose. Joining me now for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Wendy Block joining me, Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement. Wendy, good to have you back.
Good morning, Chief. Thanks.
Obviously, the Democrats, they're looking at all their options because they have control of all three branches of state government for the first time in 40 years anyhow. And so right to work, for example, could be on the chopping block, like I just mentioned. What are some of the things that the chamber is looking at as we peer into 2023?
Yeah, so, you know, Steve, I think kind of along the lines of what you've been talking about, it seems that, you know, there isn't going to really be much of an ability to pass a really extreme agenda in Lansing going into next year, just simply because the Democrats do have control for the first time in 40 years. You're exactly right on that. But, you know, their numbers are very tight. And so you need to get to these magic numbers in Lansing to pass anything. And so you may find that there are people that aren't necessarily willing or wanting to go along with this extreme agenda. And so, you know, we're kind of cautiously optimistic that there will be more of a push to govern from the middle, just from both caucuses, and hopefully kind of this idea of the center being able to come around ideas that really address the pain points that Michigan citizens and Michigan businesses are facing. So, you know, is right to work probably going to be on the table? Yeah, we think so. But in terms of some of these other agenda items, you know, maybe not. It may not go as far as some are fearful that it will.
Well, you know, and I hope you're right. I mean, and there are some radical ideas being put forth. For example, the idea that we would have a single state public utility put forth by a Democrat on the 1st of December that would take control of all investor-owned utilities in the state. They'd be required by law to divest, and the state would have complete control of distribution, transmission, everything when it comes to energy, be it natural gas or electricity, all of that. But these are some ideas that have already been put through in a joint resolution, Article 5, by a Democrat, like I said, put up just over a week ago. These kind of ideas, not good for Michigan.
No, they're not. But, you know, frankly, that's where groups like the Michigan Chamber come in, to help lawmakers understand that actions have consequences and just how damaging a proposal like that or others would be to our state's overall competitiveness, what it would do to businesses across the state, how it would affect families, similar to what we've been doing, you know, talking about the benefits of Line 5. And it sounds great to say, well, we're going to shut down Line 5, but that would have severe consequences on northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, and really hurt people who need to heat their homes. So, you know, I think there are sane voices out there like the Michigan Chamber and others that are going to be heavily engaged in these debates and hopefully helping lawmakers realize that it's easier said than done to do some of these more radical ideas.
Well, I'm optimistic and hope you're right about that, because as I look at right to work, for example, you know, labor policy is one of the things that has been transformed over the last several decades in Michigan. The ability for somebody to go to work. More than 25 states now have a right to work provision in their states. But let's be honest, the Democrats get much of their power and money from unions. No secret, not exactly a surprise for people to hear that. And so, you know, whether it's the Michigan Education Association or other unions, they're going to be looking for, you know, a payback on their investment, I believe. And that's what concerns me, giving unions more power back.
Yeah, you know, you're certainly right. I mean, I think groups, unions particularly, are strongly opposed to Michigan's decade-long right-to-work law. But I think what's important to remember there is that Michigan right-to-work law doesn't prohibit unionization in the state. In fact, that is something that is protected under federal law. What this really does is make sure that hardworking Michiganders can decide whether or not they want a portion of their paycheck to go towards supporting union activities, and really gives people the freedom and flexibility to decide what happens with their hard-earned dollars. So, you know, we're a membership organization at the Michigan Chamber, and so our members get to decide whether or not they want to support us every year. And similarly, that's what's happening with the right to work law, that unions have to continue to sell themselves to their members and say, we're worth supporting, we're worth a portion of your hard-earned dollars. And so, you know, I think it's going to be easier said than done to say to Michiganders, like, we're going backwards and you must do this. You must give us money, regardless of how you feel about whether we're adequately representing you and that there's benefits to that giving. Sure. So, you know, that's the kind of argument that we will be bringing to the legislature in the new year, if and when something like right to work gets put on the table. And we're hopeful that, you know, lawmakers will kind of realize, like, gee, I guess I didn't really think that that's even what that law did. I think there's a lot of people that think right to work is something that it isn't. And so, you know, this is going to be interesting going into the new year and the kinds of debates. But we're just hoping to bring, you know, common sense arguments to the table and in solutions where we can to say, you know, we know you want to do this. We know you probably have the votes, but here's ways that you can make it better or soften it. And so it isn't so damaging.
Wendy Block, the Vice President of Business Advocacy, Member Engagement at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Other battles probably over tax policy, regulations over the environment, ESG policies, things like that, probably on the horizon. Wendy, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, so, you know, the 101st legislature came to a close on December 7th. This is kind of one of the lamest of lame ducks that we've seen in a number of years, but a number of key things have passed. I think, you know, as we head into the new year, it certainly is going to be a new environment in Lansing with Democrats controlling the governor's office, the House, and the Senate for the first time in 40 years. But, you know, I think what we're looking at is, you know, some real policy discussions here that we haven't had. And we're hopeful that lawmakers will seek to find solutions that don't make these wild swings in policies from year to year and create stability for Michiganders and Michigan businesses.
There you have it. Wendy Block, thank you very much from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. This has been the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Wendy, thank you and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
There you have it. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to talk about big cats and more after the break. Don't go anywhere.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site, or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like
PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.